This is the Eye on Potatoes, brought to you by the National Potato Council. The Eye is the place to tune in for conversations with growers and thought leaders on advocacy, production, and all things potatoes. Now, here's your host, Lane Nordland.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Eye on Potatoes podcast. We are having a great conversation today from Potato Expo 2024 in Austin, Texas. We are going to be talking about AI technology, artificial intelligence. But first, we want to thank again our presenting sponsor, Syngenta, delivering solutions to help producers who are facing the potato industry's complex challenges. Syngenta, of course, provides growers with unmatched field expertise along with an array of effective products. Explore Syngenta.com/SpudDoctor to discover solutions for your potato growing obstacles. Well, as I mentioned, friends, artificial intelligence, it scares people, it intrigues people, it excites people. And that is the conversation we're having here today. We're joined by Ron Green. He's co-founder and chief technology officer at Kung Fu AI. He's from Austin as well. So I want to say welcome to Austin, but you should probably be saying, hey, welcome to Austin, Lane.
Welcome to Austin, Lane, and thanks for having me on.
Well, as we mentioned, that artificial intelligence is rapidly growing. And it seems that, as I mentioned, some people are excited. Some people are fearful. Some people are just maybe on the fence about it. But before we jump into the conversation more, how agriculture and AI maybe can work together, well, let's just talk about your background and how Kung Fu AI got its start.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So I've been in the tech business about 30 years now, and have been building AI solutions going all the way back to the early 1990s, which is kind of crazy to think about. And things have evolved pretty considerably since then. You know, we've gone from kind of feeling like things were maybe overhyped and expectations were set too high to, in the last 10 years, really seeing a lot of the tasks and objectives that we set out 30 years ago to accomplish come to fruition. So it's a really exciting time. And at Kung Fu AI, we're about 6 years old, and we are an engineering and management consultancy. And what we do is we help companies take that first step into AI. We do everything from strategy to custom AI solutions. And it's just an amazingly exciting time to be in the field.
Now, when people hear artificial intelligence, some think computers, some may think of sci-fi movies from mm-hmm. the past. For myself, being in production agriculture, but also working in agriculture media, I look at it as helping get more content out to people and keep up with the current trends, whether that is text on video that we post on Instagram or TikTok, or you hear a lot about ChatGPT. Did I say that right?
GTP.
I always get those acronyms up mixed up. So in my world, that's what I'm thinking about. But what are the various AIs out there that maybe you focus on and discuss with folks?
Yeah, great question. Because right now, generative AI, like you mentioned, is really getting most of the attention. And I think, you know, deservedly so, because there's been an explosion in capabilities there. ChatGPT has been out now 13 months. I think it's the fastest growing technology adoption in the history of the world. And it's because it's really the first AI that has broad general capabilities. It doesn't have sort of a narrow focus. It's not like a face detection system, and it can do one thing really well. It has really, really broad textual and now image generative capabilities. And so you can kind of think about the broad set of AI capabilities as ranging from computer vision, and that's things like classification, object detection, things like that. Natural language processing. Again, you can do classification. You can do generative output like we're seeing with ChatGPT and other things like that. But the space is really much, much broader than that. There are things like time series prediction, fraud detection, recommendation engines, and all of those fall a little bit more on the sort of the predictive analytics side of the world. But what they all have in common is most of them are relying upon these new techniques within deep learning, which is the sort of the dominant approach within artificial intelligence right now.
So with Kung Fu AI, what are some of the areas that you work with clients? What is the expertise that you focus on with this very expansive area? Because it truly is.
Yeah. We do everything from helping companies build their strategy from scratch. So, you know, very large companies. In fact, I would say most companies in the world are taking their first steps this year into AI. And so not only do they not have a budget, they had no plan, right? And so we help a lot of companies come in and figure out what their AI strategy should be. And that's going to encompass everything from budgeting, roadmaps, product or feature prioritization, everything you really need to understand to go get that first win under your belt and get some confidence that you can really do it.
So what are, and specifically the agriculture community, what are some of the and you, I know you may not be able to say clients or who you're working with, but what are some of their objectives specifically in agriculture? Because we all know that the supply chain can vary, but I guess what are some of those initiatives and working through some of the challenges that they may be facing?
Yeah. So in addition to strategy, we do a lot of implementation. In fact, I'd say, 80% of our business is custom engineering around AI solutions. And so within the agricultural space, we're seeing everything. We're seeing things from disease and pest detection. And that is very commonly done with computer vision systems that are taking either drone footage or even satellite footage. We've built solutions that leverage both, in fact, to do sort of land and crop identification. You're seeing it on the processing side, everything from automating planting to harvesting to post-processing, quality control. Again, computer vision systems are a really, really big part of that. But we are actually working right now, and I'm going to talk about this in the presentation I give here in a couple hours, with Potatoes USA. And we have built a system to help them fight misinformation online around potatoes. And it is using state-of-the-art AI technology to listen to social media, automatically identify posts that might need a response because they contain, inaccurate misinformation. And this is where it gets really interesting, is then it can generate responses automatically. And we're using some really bleeding edge technology to leverage an external large potato knowledge base to make sure that all of these replies are accurate and factual. And then it goes into a human review process, and a human can edit it, and they can send it out, or they can delete it. They can do whatever they want, but it's really going to make it much, much more easy to fight potato misinformation online. And it's a great combination of AI efficiency with human oversight.
It's so fascinating. Again, like I said, I my professional career in media, it has changed how we operate. Yeah. How we're trying to get information, as you said, trying to get that get ahead of misinformation, have that response. But also, you look at just how Instagram Reels or TikTok videos have changed how people are getting that information. And a concern that I always have is how can folks utilize AI technology to actually make their way through actually finding real information? Because there was a lot of misinformation out there.
That's right.
Just because somebody sees it on Instagram or TikTok,
right,
and they might get fired up and get pretty passionate about it. But how can you actually use a technology like AI to find better information? Maybe just as a person trying to consume information. Do you have any suggestions there?
It's difficult because it is absolutely a little bit of an arms race in that. As AI gets better at generating very realistic text or images or videos. In fact, I was watching some demos last week. You can literally create videos up to like 10, 15, 20 seconds long just from a prompt. You can describe what you want the video to do. But as these capabilities get more powerful, the ability to detect that their AI base becomes more challenging. And it's an arms race because the things that you could build an AI system to detect AI content, but then that AI content will get better at getting around that system. So there's no silver bullet. That's the short answer. And I think that, quite candidly, in any type of system, like a democratic system like we live in, you have to stay informed as a citizen. as citizen, and you need to don't have one point of knowledge, read diversely, and verify the information that you're being fed.
Now, I want to talk maybe more about some of these non-generated type AIs. But first, we do need to take a quick commercial break and thank our friends at Syngenta for helping bring you today's conversation.
Syngenta cares about potato producer productivity and offers a wide variety of seed treatment options, protecting your investment from the beginning. Syngenta's all-liquid seed treatment Cruiser Max Vibrance Potato offers protection from harmful insect pests, including Colorado potato beetle, green peach aphid, and leafhoppers. Additionally, Cruiser Max Vibrance Potato delivers immediate protection against fungal diseases. Contact your local retailer for information on Cruiser Max Vibrance Potato, Cruiser Max Potato Extreme, or Maxim MZ to find out what best fits your farm needs.
Hey again, friends. Thanks for joining us here today on the Eye on Potatoes podcast, brought to you by our friends at Syngenta. We are talking about artificial intelligence here today with Ron Green. He is from Austin, Texas, co-founder and chief technology officer at Kung Fu AI. And he's been sharing some examples of just different types of AI. But we've really been talking more about that generative. That's just going to be a hard word for me to say here today. But, typing in something and trying to get an image and content creation. But what other non-generative applications are there out there that maybe a farmer or someone in the agriculture industry or the food supply chain maybe could learn, you would like to encourage them to maybe learn more about?
Well, specific within, sort of the agricultural field, I think a lot of it is more work-related that they would find interesting. The generative tools or the Gen AI tools you've mentioned before, I think they apply to every domain. So it really doesn't matter. We're all dealing with text and image generation kind of on a constant basis. Within ag in particular, I think there's a real huge opportunity. And it's really for one simple reason. Most of the work that's done within the agricultural field really requires historically human oversight and human management, because so much of it's perceptual. So you're dealing with visual tasks, you're dealing with tasks that are really tied to sort of human intelligence in a deep way. And those were really outside of reach for a long time. And as an example, robotics is just now really starting to cross the chasm and become effective in the real world domain, where you don't have like maybe a pristine warehouse where everything's, custom designed. We're in the next few years, we're really going to have systems that are capable of being in the real world, in fields that are complex and changing and dealing with weather conditions. And that is because the dominant technique behind this rise in AI is something called deep learning. And it allows us to perform perceptual tasks, vision, et cetera, that we couldn't before. And what's really interesting about that is historically, we've always thought of like human intelligence as being personified maybe by like chess, right? And if we could build a system that could play chess, then we would have built, an intelligent human-like system. Turns out we're totally wrong. Chess is easy. We can build computer programs that can destroy the best human players. And despite that, for decades after that, we had little improvements on computer vision, speech, audio, text, things like that. The new techniques have finally cracked that. And so that's the reason. It's the ability to operate in these perceptual tasks that make it so powerful.
I think of one of the first technologies that I was ever really aware of in that field was IBM's Watson and his involvement, obviously, on Jeopardy and everything. It's just amazing how far technology has come. And I know you mentioned that some of these, on the horizon, there's some stuff coming. But is there an extent where AI, because I know our listeners may be asking this, is there an extent where AI may go too far? Because people, I said, I mentioned sci-fi movies earlier, but AI does scare people. Yeah. So I guess, is there an extent to where there should be some caution with AI? I guess, what are your thoughts? And I don't want to be insulting with that question.
No, but absolutely not. No, I think that's a great question. I think we absolutely have to be very careful and deliberate here. In fact, to back up one step, I think that there are dangers right now in place around AI systems that maybe most people don't even appreciate, specifically around sort of bias. So if you're building an AI system to, for example, automate loan approvals and you train that on historic data, but there is systemic bias, racial, ethnic bias within that data set, that AI system will learn it and it will propagate it. Mm-hmm. And you will not be able to say, oh, you know, I'm sorry, your loan's been denied. And this was done in a way that, you know, without any bias because a machine automated it. The bias was baked into the data set. But beyond that, looking more broadly, I think things are moving so quickly right now. I really don't think anybody knows what the future holds. And I'm thinking 5-10 years out as the future, not 50-60 years out. And so I think we do, just like you said, we really need to be careful and deliberate about this.
Well, I think back to when I was in high school and in our AP English classes, and we're learning how to put in-text citations and to properly cite our sources. And I had some outstanding English teachers that really trained us to be very good writers. I wish I remembered everything that I learned right. in high school and college at this point. And, you know, plagiarism was always a big thing that we discussed. And then in college, towards the latter half of my college career, you know, when you'd submit a paper, they would scan it and see if you had yep. used your big brother's paper from a few years before or whatnot. Nowadays, you don't even submit paper and it's no. all online. And I guess what's intriguing to me is when you think of the AI technology, it was just like, please write a report for me on this. How are academics trained to work through that to know that, you know what, this kid is smart, but maybe he was up staying up late playing video games all night and actually didn't write that paper. That's concerning to me.
Yeah, it really is. I read one article a couple months ago. It said we are living in the golden age of cheating, you know, with these generative systems. I generally think about it like this. The ability to fabricate or, forgery has been, a problem going back millennium. And we've had all kinds of systems that came in place to kind of help us fight back against those issues. And we'll develop them going forward too. Right now, what's happening is we've just seen a real burst in capabilities. And we haven't caught back up to those yet, but we will. We absolutely will.
Well, it's also concerning to me. My image is out there. I do the TV programs I'm a part of every single day. And I'm just like, I know somebody will create, you know, there will be something to me or just yep. like anybody out there. Because I always laugh when they put somebody's face on somebody else's and they can do that. But it's going to get more sophisticated and sophisticated.
It's absolutely true.
I just hope it's a good meme maybe instead. But Ron, you know, as we're here at Potato Expo having this conversation, as you present today, or maybe even just work your way around it and talk with some of the supply chain partners that are at Expo, where do you hope that you and Kung Fu AI can just be a partner with our friends here in the potato business, just trying to make them better operators, better producers in the countryside? Sustainability comes to mind. I guess, what are some goals that you maybe have for the potato industry and maybe trying to be a partner in their business?
We believe strongly, obviously, that AI is going to impact every industry, every domain. And if we can, as a country, leverage it and stay ahead and maintain our competitive differentiation, I think that's one of the most important things we can do. And it's the reason that AI, I believe, is like a rising tide. It's going to lift all boats. And so at Kung Fu AI, we would love to help companies develop their AI strategies, figure out how to prioritize, how to get a real return on that investment. A lot of people may not know this, but most first-time AI initiatives fail. Because they kind of underestimate maybe the complexity of it. Modern AI is a little bit more of an art than a science still. It's a lot more experimentation than traditional software. And so, being a partner through that process is what we founded Kung Fu AI to do, and we would love to help companies that way.
And so for our listeners, how can they get in touch with you and your team?
Oh, that's a great question. We are kungfu.ai is our domain. You can find us online. You can reach out to me directly at ron@kungfu.ai email. And we'd be happy to have a conversation.
Now, what are some areas that maybe I skipped over here today? Because I know I started to focus yeah. a lot more on some of the things that impact me personally. But what are some things you just want to address or bring up before I let you get back to your day?
You know, I think maybe one thing that I would have mentioned, and this is just really purely because I think folks might find this interesting, is that the AI that we're seeing today, which you know, if you're not following a field, it may feel like it exploded out of the blue and it happened overnight. This is really the culmination of about 75 years worth of work. The systems, the deep learning systems that I mentioned earlier, they're really predicated on original research that goes back to the 1940s. And so this technology, although it's moving very quickly and it's very exciting, it's really grounded in a real strong historical tradition. And I think maybe a lot of people may not realize that.
Well, again, it's exciting, scary, but also it's going to be a part of our lives. And
absolutely.
And if we can integrate it into our businesses and help us be more profitable, you know, spend less time doing certain things.
That's right.
I think it at the end of the day, it is going to help us be more successful in our businesses, whether that be in agriculture, media, whatever it might be. But Ron, I wish you luck here today, and I really appreciate you joining us at Potato Expo 2024.
Thank you so much for having me.
And since you're here, we do have to ask, what's your favorite potato dish?
Oh, hands down, baked potato, fully loaded.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure if you walk around here, you know, you'll see some baked potatoes here pretty soon. But Ron Green, thank you so much for joining us here today. And as he mentioned, you can learn more about kungfu.ai online here, or if you're at the expo, stop by, listen to his presentation. But if not, if you're listening to this afterwards, make sure and check them out online and see how they could help you out in your business or one of those operations out in the countryside. With that, friends, we're going to conclude today's conversation on the Eye on Potatoes podcast. I'm Lane Northlund. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the National Potato Council's Eye on Potatoes podcast with host Lane Northlund. For more information, visit nationalpotatocouncil.org and make sure to subscribe to the podcast today.